Welcome back to Giants.com. Alongside Jeff Fiegels, I'm Lance Meadow. This is your two-minute drill, and we're going to look back at the first matchup between the Giants and the Redskins, Jeff. It was a 45-14 victory for Big Blue back in Week 4, and by far one of their best offensive performances of the season.
Yeah, you know, you look at what went into that game. It was Eli Manning throwing three touchdown passes to Larry Donnell. They finally found a tight end, and when he wasn't available, they got the ball to Daniel Fells. Defensively, the Giants did a great job of taking the ball away from Kirk Cousins, who I don't think is going to be the quarterback coming into this week's game, but we'll see. RG3 most likely is going to be the starter.
They had six takeaways in that contest, as you just alluded to, four interceptions, two fumble recoveries, and Jeff, it was really spreading the wealth type of mentality. Everybody chipped in that game.
It really was, and you look at the backfield, the defensive backfield that was in that game, a healthy one. Prince Amakamura, you had McBride, Demps got an interception, and not to mention that, also you had the defensive line getting sacks and forcing those turnovers, so something you look forward to this week against the Redskins.
And with the defense performing the way it did, it set up a short field for the offense. And the offense took full advantage of that, Jeff. You look at the third down conversions. They had 11. They had 31 first downs. And most important, they ran the football well.
Well, they ran the football. And most importantly, they did well in the red zone. Eli Manning also scored a touchdown on his own with those two legs of his in the last game.
That's right. Eli Manning, a rare occurrence. You see him running into the end zone. Andre Williams did a lot of the heavy lifting. Rashad Jennings was involved, but it was the first opportunity for him to all of a sudden set the tone for this offense.
You look at the maturation of Andre Williams. You know, he's learning to catch the ball out of the backfield now, and then he's going and getting yards on the ground too, and he's learning constantly on the run, and he has Rashad Jennings helping him to do that.
That wraps things up for this two-minute drill here on Giants.com.